My name is Stefan Koopmanschap again. I'm here for PHP Benelux and I'll be introducing another speaker tonight. And tonight I'm talking to Ivo. Hi Ivo.
Hey Stefan, how are you?
I'm quite fine. How are you?
Fine myself. Looking forward to your conference.
Sorry?
Looking forward to your conference.
Oh, thank you. I'm quite sure everyone is looking forward to that. Of course, I'm one of the people that selected the schedule, but I'm quite happy with it.
Cool.
Before we talk about what your presentation will be about, could you shortly introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. My name is Ivo Jansch. I'm the CTO of iBuildings, a PHP service company in Europe. I wrote a book last year about enterprise PHP development. I'm a regular blogger and speaker in the PHP community. And that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah, I guess most people should know you, at least people that are active in the community in one way or the other.
Well, if not, I'm fairly easily Googleable. I mean, there's only one person that I know of that has my name. So if you find me on Google, it's me.
Yeah, that makes it easy. You're speaking at PHP Benelux Conference. Could you tell us what your talk will be about?
Yes, my talk will be about PHP and cloud computing. Cloud computing is a hot topic. It's also kind of hyped at the moment. But I recently read a Gartner report that mentioned that cloud computing will be mainstream in about 2 years' time. So I think it's about time that we start taking cloud seriously. So my talk is aimed at PHP developers that want to learn, you know, what cloud computing is and how they can benefit from it. So what they can do in their development, how they can build their applications in such a way that it's ready to be deployed on a cloud.
Right. So will your talk be very technical or more about the general concepts?
Well, my talks generally are in the middle. I mean, I'm a used-to-be developer that ended up in management. So my talks tend to be a little bit in the middle. So I have some code samples of, you know, how to work with cloud APIs, but I also have some general software engineering type things like how to build your architecture so that it's cloud ready. Also some general benefits, disadvantages of the clouds, a look at different cloud platforms. So it will be a bit of both, I guess.
Okay, excellent. Now, speaking of cloud computing, you've been mentioning that it's been quite a hype already.
Yeah.
Are you afraid that people will start using the cloud just because they want to use it because it's a hype?
Yeah, that's something that you'll see with many hypes. You know, you'll always have the pointy-haired boss that has heard a term and says, "Hey, I've heard about this cloud. We got to use it. Let's spend some money on cloud computing." But like with any technology, you need to use it wisely. So you need to look into, you know, what can it do for me? What are the benefits? Is it the right thing to do? Not every application is suitable to run on clouds and not every application needs a cloud. So, yeah, it's definitely something that that needs to be considered carefully. And so that's something I'll be covering in my topic as well. You know, when is a cloud useful and when is it not useful?
Right. Aside from speaking about this topic, I heard you're also writing a book about it?
Yes, correct. I'm currently working on a book together with Vito Chin, one of the iBuildings developers that has done a lot of work on cloud computing. And together we're working on a book. The book will be very similar to the talk, but will cover a lot more detail. It will also contain a lot more code samples and a lot more examples of how to work with certain cloud platforms. So you'll find the usual how to work with Amazon clouds from PHP, but also things like Rackspace clouds, several different types of cloud services. So yeah, it will be it's an interesting challenge to write about clouds, considering there's so much information and we have to really be selective on what we can include in the book. But it's looking good so far. We're looking at a release date of somewhere in the first quarter of next year.
Ah, that's quite fast. You're speeding up with writing a book, aren't you?
Well, there's two of us now, so we're double as fast as when I wrote my last book.
Right. Yeah. That's good. So aside from cloud computing, what do you think will be important in the future of PHP?
Ooh, that's an interesting question. Well, one of the things that we're seeing a lot more is a focus on performance. I mean, as PHP applications grow bigger and more professional, we'll see a lot more things that have to do with performance. And I also see an increase of certain tools, things like Memcache for performance, but also things like Gearman for distributed computing. Those have been increasingly popular over the last couple of months, and I think that's a trend we'll be seeing continued in the coming years. As PHP matures, there will be a lot more tools that will be useful to PHP developers.
Okay, excellent. Well, I would like to thank you for answering some questions. There anything, as closing off this short interview, is there anything you want to share with the people that come to the conference or want to come to the conference?
Well, I had a sneak preview of the lineup, and it's going to look awesome. So if you're considering, visiting a conference at the start of the year, definitely consider this conference, because Stefan and his crew are putting up a really nice conference. It's their first big conference, but it's already looking really professional. So.
Okay, well, thank you very much also for your kind words.
You're welcome.
And I'll be seeing you in January.
Yes, see you in January.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.